welcome to the first debut episode of What to Read with Prashasti, your Eastside radio manager. Today, it's kind of a new series, and since I figured it's January, let's start the new year off with a new podcast. And I figure I'll do a show called What's to Read, because I'll be recommending books to read to, you know, fellow students at East. Because I know a lot of English teachers that give independent reading assignments, and a lot of my classmates just say that, oh, I don't know what to read, like, I'll just, you know, pick up Harry Potter. So I don't want that to happen, because there's so many good books out there, and I'm such an avid reader that I feel like everyone should, you know, read too. So for those of you who don't know what to read, I'll recommend a book for you. It's called Artichoke's Heart by Suzanne Sowerby. The first thing that really drew me in about this whole book was the cover, because it has chocolates on it, and there's this one section where a chocolate is missing, and I was like, oh, chocolate, yay, because I love chocolate. And then I opened the book, and, well, first off, I know you're not supposed to judge a book by its cover, but, I mean, who can resist chocolate? So I opened the flap, and it says, when Rosemary is almost 16 years old, Rosemary decides she's sick of being overweight, mocked at the school in a heavenly hair, her mother's beauty salon, and feeling out of control. And as she slowly loses weight, she realizes that she is able to cope with her mother's cancer, having a boyfriend for the first time, and discovering that other people's lives are not as perfect as they seem from the outside. From the summary, I was just, oh my god, this is going to be another one of those books. But as I started reading it, I was really surprised, because you'd expect, like, you know, fat girl. I'm just quoting the back of the book. It says, I mean, you would expect her to be all gloomy and angsty and be, oh, my life sucks. She's not like that. In fact, for Christmas, she gets as a Christmas present, she gets a treadmill, and she keeps it in her room. But she doesn't use it. Like, she literally uses it as a rack, and she dries her towels on it, and it's, every night she gets into bed, and she has like a staring contest with a treadmill, and then she says, I win, I'm going to bed, I'll do you later. And it's funny, because her inner commentary is just, it's hilarious, and it's so full of snark, but at the same time, you have that hint that she wants to be better. She wants to be better for her mom, she wants to be better for her aunt, who's always pestering her about losing that weight. And she slowly realizes that she doesn't need to lose weight to become who she really is. And it's called Artichoke's Heart because it's when she went to elementary school, her friend, well, they're not her friends, the popular girls all had this pink jacket, and it was a pink fluffy jacket. And when her birthday came around, which is in spring, her mom got her that jacket, and when she wore it to school, it was this fat girl waddled in a fat jacket, and everybody laughed at her because she looked like an artichoke's heart. And it was really sad, because from then on, they always called her artichoke. My bad. And in this book, like, she goes through a lot of tough times, such as discovering that her mother has cancer, because up until now, her mother and her aunt would always just beg her to lose weight, and she would just feel outcast because no one understood how she felt. And now, since her mother's got this cancer, Rosemary is, she can't exactly relate to her mother's problems, but she knows that there's another person who, you know, is going through the same experience she is. And in school, there's a new dreamy boy named Kyle Cox, and then you have all that teenage drama. And I really like this book because it's not depressing, but it's not fully depressing, but at the same time, it's not fully like, oh, it's about relationships, there's a boy and a girl, and that's the whole entire book. It's not. It's about family, and it's about just, on a day-to-day basis, this is what real people experience. And I just love Suzanne Sowerby for writing this book, because it's so heartwarming and gut-wrenching, and there's just certain parts of the book where you want to just throw the book and not read it anymore because it's so sad, and then there are parts where you laugh, and you laugh, and it's just I really like this book, and I would recommend it to anyone who needs a light read. It's only 244 pages, not even 300. It's really short. On a website that I go to frequently, it's called goodreads.com. It has a 3.76 rating, which is really good for out of 4 stars. So there you go. And just, I really truly recommend this book from the bottom of my heart. And I shall see you guys next time. Thank you so much for listening to this.